Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Schmeathan Schmolnick is lashing out. Movie snob. Imagine thinking your 47-inch Vizio is as good as an IMAX. What a dummy. I'm not even talking about TV, though, Schmeathan. I'm just saying regular movie theaters. Like, you could be, if you can't satisfy the consumer on just a regular movie theater, you're not a real director. Okay? You're not. That's the facts. It's like anybody who needs, it's like people who need 4 hours to make a movie. You got to make some cuts. I'm sorry. That's how it works.
Man, somebody just asked me, how do you think House of Dragons will end this season?
You know, I haven't watched anything past episode one. I haven't gotten into it.
So you answering that question is going to spoil everything.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. No,
it's not. Mobland. You watch Mobland?
No.
Oh, it's a bunch of heishishis.
He's saying, C. Dola 9544 is saying, he's just telling me what he thinks is going to happen.
Well,
I don't think Rhaenyra's going to get killed.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie. It's Tom Hardy's doing his Tom Hardy thing. Not a lot of lines looking tough. You know, he's like, oh, yeah.
Is he not American?
Tom Hardy?
No.
No, dude. What? You think Tom Hardy's American? He's a Peaky Blinder.
Isn't that the, he did, what's the superhero?
Venom.
Yeah, they get to be us. We don't get to be them. Has any American tried to be British? When's the last time that's happened?
You, when you interviewed, what's this band called?
The Struts?
The Struts.
Yeah, they got very upset.
Oh!
But they can be us all the time. Tom Holland's going to go here and, oh, I'm Spider-Man.
What are you talking about? Every brother now is played by a British brother.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
That's crazy. Is it ever the other way?
Never.
It never goes the other way.
Oh, Don Cheadle?
Oh, wait, when he, Ocean's 11?
Ocean's 11.
Very good at it.
That's a good one.
It's not common. It's more goes the other way.
Yeah, he was also Bane.
Who?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah. He's still English.
Yeah, he basically.
Yeah, now listen. I got to tell you, as far as bad guys go, he was.
Listen, he's got his role. He's the best at what he does.
Tape sound. That's how we doing it now. That's not what we do. It's the tangible dude in Bullet Train.
Guess is Mike Myers was Austin Powers. He was British.
No.
Well, he's Canadian.
Fair point.
Yeah.
There you go. Not American.
Not American.
Headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Kia. Miami at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
Ooh. What? Let's put a little chili pepper on the Dolphins.
To win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You're not going to win the Super Bowl, dude. I mean, we could probably throw a nice chili pepper on them just to maybe make the playoffs, and we could get some good odds on that.
I mean, that's the best odds. $10 when you're $3,500.
All right.
No.
I mean, the Patriots went from 4-1 to 13.
Due to playoffs.
You want to look at Hard Rock?
Yeah.
All right, let me see what we got.
Yeah.
Really thought I was going to hit that LeBron bet. That would have been nice to have in my account right now.
$90?
Nah.
It would have been like $250 for a $5. I bet him at plus 5,000, though. I bet him a while ago to cover the Heat.
Oh, man.
I bet him a while ago. Because when they first threw it up there, and the Heat were like nowhere near the top. Alas, he's a Sixer? Still weird, right?
Yeah.
It's such a goofy team for him to go to.
I mean, is that that's just as bad as Jordan going to the Wizards?
He owned a team.
At least
he owned it afterwards.
But it was setting up for him to own it.
Yeah, it was a wink-wink. Okay.
It was a wink-wink. This is just goofy. It's weird. Okay. I don't know. I'm lashing out a little bit. It is interesting, though.
Now you're lashing out.
It's just like, what are you doing? The Sixers?
Hey.
You want to sign up with Joel Embiid?
Jake Otto. We only do that for Tobin. Leroy is Don Cheadle's. Funny, but we only do that for Tobin.
Point 4.
Look at these NFL futures. Right, what do we got? NFL.
What do you mean? Where's Schmeathan? Was it Schmeathan you hear yesterday?
No, seriously.
How is that? That's a minus one on Schmeathan.
Yeah, he's
minus been one.
You started the harpoon throws stuff yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We did that a little bit yesterday, Schmeathan. He looks like he's a disgrace. But I think Shams said, like, they're going to. It is a little different. And honestly, the biggest thing that I am concerned is he really going to turn down the money? It's a lot of money. Like, he's saying he's going to get like 113 for 2 years. Like, LeBron didn't get offered that.
It's still the same $55 million.
Yeah, but do you turn that down? Like, if he's gonna go somewhere, he wants
LeBron
to win. He's gonna.
LeBron turned down $50 million to get eight.
No, he didn't turn down.
No, he was at the end of his contract.
Okay,
I mean, I'm sure
and he wanted to leave because LeBron never has put himself in a situation without taking a 2 year deal with a player option.
Right. Correct.
So the fact he knew what was going on. Everybody knew what was going on the minute Luka got traded. That they were. Sooner or later, they're going to transition from LeBron to Luka. So he did it, and he did it his way.
He basically saved – here, let me say this. I think he saved some Lakers' face, right? They were able to save face. By him deciding to leave, they didn't
– He didn't decide to leave. They didn't want him. Like, they very clearly were going to look – it's nice that he painted it like, I want to leave the Lakers, but – they really were ready to go in the Luka era. Like, they wanted to pay Austin Reeves and Luka, and they want their intangibles squad.
Wow, we got breaking news.
What happened?
The Eagles have just signed Jalen Carter to a 4-year, $152 million extension with $106 million guaranteed.
4 years, $152?
Making him the highest paid defensive tackle in the game.
That's almost 40 a year.
Yeah, it's a lot of cheddar. Okay, so the Dolphins,
they got $160 million and $100 million on two D linemen.
Davis and Carter?
No, and the Eagles?
Yeah, Davis and Jalen Carter.
No, they're paying they're also paying, they gave $100 to what's the name they just traded for? From the Dolphins.
He went to Carolina, brody.
Yeah, who are you talking about? You talking about Jalen?
Oh, a free agent.
Yeah. Jalen Phillips went to Carolina.
He got $100. He got $100 million.
Do you so the Dolphins to win the AFC East are plus 3,000 to win the division.
What is it to go to playoffs? Whichever one's bigger of those two.
So $100 for three.
Yeah.
Division future. Playoffs.
We're going on smaller margins.
The Dolphins to make the playoffs are plus 1,200. Pretty juicy. Plus 12,000. Minus 3,000 to not make the playoffs. By the way, if you want Patriots to not make the playoffs. I know you've been in on that. They're plus 150.
So I would have to lay 3,000 just to win 1,000 for the Dolphins not to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
No, 3,000 to win 100.
Just to win 100?
3,000 to win 100.
You'd have to lay $3,000 to win 100.
Oh, you could just put that in the bank and make 100.
Yeah,
you
might as well.
Not risk your 3,000.
Yeah.
150 only to make
to not make the playoffs.
See?
To not make the playoffs.
That's pretty low, right?
That is pretty low.
Yeah,
that is pretty low. What are the Bills? The Bills to not make the playoffs are plus 275 to not make the playoffs.
Oh, so they just don't give a whole lot of because usually you used to not be able to bet that. So they're just not giving a lot of money on that.
Not for those teams.
So the Bills are favorite to win the division. Then comes the
Bills are minus 145. Patriots are plus 135. Jets are plus 2,000. Dolphins are plus 3,000.
Wow. So it's a 2-horse race?
According to them.
Here's what I would say. Buffalo, like, you got to roll with Buffalo simply because besides that anomaly last year, right, they pretty much control the division until somebody shows them otherwise. New England, they've built something. But I'm having a hard time believing, like, this stuff is not going to be a distraction, right? And he's not helping them bring in puppies.
No.
But here's what I'll always say. And look, you can pull this up. This is nothing new, okay? The loser of the Super Bowl usually has a very poor year the next year. So
yeah, but they did
when you take 4 of 6 teams – that are going to be new teams in the playoffs, take the stat that Super Bowl losers normally struggle to next year. Because guess what? You didn't reap any benefits from having that extended offseason or that shortened offseason, and you got to come back and do it again. quickly.
You don't think about like adding AJ Brown to that receiving core? That's not going to help Drake May at all.
Listen, they continue to add pieces, right? But the problem wasn't who Drake May was throwing to. The problem was he was the most sacked quarterback in the league. The only thing that saved him was they played the easiest schedule in football.
To start the season 0-4, if you wanted to get some thoughts on how the Dolphins, their outlook is, for the Dolphins to start 0-4, yes, is plus 100.
So it's even money.
That's rough.
What, to not start 1-4?
They don't have that. For whatever reason, it's locked. It's locked right now on there.
They are facing. I mean, come on. They could be. The Raiders is their best bet.
Raiders is a must.
So is Leroy saying take the under on the Patriots? I've said.
Yeah, he's been saying.
From the beginning, I've said they're not going to make the playoffs.
You said it the day after they lost the Super Bowl.
Right. Because it was. Listen, sometimes in sports, and we overlook these things because we want so bad for our team to be good. Whoever your team is, you just want them to get their flowers. You want them to be good for whatever. Sometimes the stars line up for your success. Now you tell me, at every crossing road that the Patriots have had, something catastrophic happened to the other team, and they were able to win. Now, they won, but just go look at their playoff run.
Yeah, it was charmed.
Right.
It was charmed. They shouldn't have beat the Broncos. If the Broncos didn't have starting, they would have won.
Right.
They
wouldn't have won. So you're telling me, even if they get better, they're going to have that same free pass? No. Their schedule's going to be tougher. So, like, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the beginning of the year for them is that they're going to get the hell blitzed out of them. Because they have proven they can't protect Drake May.
Yeah, but I mean, also, was their line hurt? You know, that's another thing.
But again, hey, I'm not saying it's going
to
work.
I don't want to sit here and defend the Patriots. They can go to hell, dude.
So that leads to this question for the NFC East. I'm going to leave the...
It is a gnarly start.
I'm going to leave the Dolphins on the bottom because there's too much unknown. How much are the Jets going to improve? Because they have a lot of talent from last year to this year. Who's to say the Jets can't do what the Patriots did?
Geno Smith.
Okay.
That's why, though, dude. Did I just end it for you?
Wait, like, it's like saying, can I have a 20? I have 10. Right? Like, that answer came so quick. But, in fairness, nobody thought the Vikings had a chance with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not. But Geno's going the other way. Like, Geno already had his
number. Whoa. Geno's not going the other way now.
He's not?
He led the league in turnovers last year. He played for the Raiders.
Dude.
Come on. Dude, come on what?
He got told to take a hike by the Seahawks. You think that he's going to have another he's going to have another bounce back?
Wait, because they could get Sam Darnold, who damn near...
Are we serious?
You're telling me Geno went to the Pro Bowl 2 years, threw for 4,000 yards in those last 2 years in Seattle?
Yeah, I think he had his charmed bounce back. I think it's over for him.
I don't think so.
Wait.
To the tune where they're going to win 14 games?
No, they're not going to win 14 games.
Who said that?
Nobody.
Who just said it? Your literal question was... Who's to say the Jets can't be the Patriots?
That doesn't mean they're going to win 14 games.
Well, that's what they did last year.
No, I'm saying as far as making the playoffs and being competitive.
Dude, there's a big difference between that and you saying what they just said. You just said that they could be the Patriots.
Here's what I meant. I did not mean 14 wins. What I meant was the jump that they took. Not an amount of games, but how much of a jump they took to be in the playoffs.
Dude.
That's what I meant. That's not what you said. Jets are going to go 14-3.
That's literally what the Patriots did.
I'm talking about the success, having a run in the playoffs.
4.5 is the Dolphins' number.
As you can see, this talk about Dolphins and Jets making the playoffs and Super Bowl has God crying right now.
you understand. You're the only one that thought that I meant the Jets were going to win 14 games. You're the only one that thought that when I said success.
Jennifer.
Vlad.
When
you
asked me.
Vlad, you're a Jets fan.
Say,
did you think I meant they were going to win? No.
The biggest turnaround. Like, that's what they're known for. You didn't make it sound like, oh, Geno Smith's going to take them to 8 wins and they'll sneak in like it's the South?
No. They had 4 games, 4 wins last year. Going to the playoffs is a big jump.
That's not a Patriots jump, though.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm. Like, Vlad.
You
are the only one in this room.
You're being a rat bastard about this.
Vlad is a Jets fan.
He did not say
that. He did not think I thought they were going to win 14 games.
That's what you said.
He did not say that.
You said who could be the Patriots. Who's to say the Jets can't be the Patriots?
I'm saying and make that jump.
That was the jump.
Not in amount of wins.
I don't like what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness. You are, like, you literally are listening, like, what?
I'm listening to your words. Words mean words.
Can the Dolphins beat the Patriots?
No.
I'm telling you, here's the deal with the Dolphins, okay? The reason why everybody is saying what they're saying about the Dolphins is because of all the teams in the AFC East, they have so many unknowns. Guys who they think are going to be good at some point.
And more dead money than anybody.
Right. But it doesn't mean they have a lot of young talent. Doesn't mean that young talent can't.
We don't know if it's young talent yet.
Huh?
We don't know if it's young talent. We hope it's young talent. We don't know, though.
No. It's young talent at this point. Like, we don't
They're
know.
They're just what... young. We don't know if it's talent.
Dude, if you get to the NFL, you got some kind of talent.
Don't be a. What are you doing? What are you doing here today?
Wait a minute.
You literally Cooper DeJean'd your take, was crazy.
Wait.
Oh, dude, I'm
Jason, wait. We're back.
Obviously,
Jason.
Anybody.
You got two first rounders and 2 second rounders on the O line.
And Cam Smith was a second round pick and he stunk. He never played for the Dolphins.
Yes.
We got to see it.
I love it. They're back. They're back.
We got to see
what
it.
What I said was you have unknown talent. They're talented if they got here. You don't know if it's going to work out yet. That's why everybody is like saying what they're saying about the Dolphins because nobody knows. There's too many unknowns. You know what? You are doing that listening where you're just looking to find.
No, I'm not, dude.
Vlad.
No, I'm not.
Vlad.
Fight. This is ridiculous.
Fight. Vlad.
We got to take Fight. A break.
Dude has been yum-yucking my football talk all day.
Oh, man. He's
been yum-yucking all day. You yucked Fight. My yum with Jovich.
You know, isn't it funny how every single time this happens, it's pouring outside?
Yeah, God is crying at this right now. He's laughing
silly.
His ass off.
He's sitting here and he's like, oh, I didn't mean. Because you had a ridiculous take. You had a ridiculous Jets take.
Tears of joy right
you
now.
You had a ridiculous Jets take and then you wanted to back off it.
How many wins did the Super Bowl champs have?
Rain cloud.
How many wins did who
14.
Have? 14. Yeah.
I'm not going to predict the damn Jets to have the same amount of wins as.
Then why did you say it? I think you forgot Geno Smith was
playoff.
I think you forgot Geno Smith was our quarterback.
No. I'm saying, who's to say they can't? Dude, let me explain something to you. You don't need a great quarterback. You need a competent one.
And he's not competent.
Whoa.
He led the league in turnovers.
Okay.
That's why he's on the Jets again.
Would you take Tua or Geno?
I'd take Tua.
Okay.
Who would you take?
I'll take Geno.
Is it because you're hoping like there's some romanticism
there? No, because he knows Geno's going to play all the games. That's it.
Not well.
He played well.
Really?
2 years ago.
2 years ago? So did Tua. He led the league in passing.
3 years ago.
All right. Take a break. We're back after this.
Oh,
you get to see Spider-Man's web come at your face. Okay, great. Awesome. Thanks.